Doesn't then Paschal Neisi yet that for sure this bird killed somebody? If so, a boy la sulav edina to cure the bird without the ram mikabecha. That you have to first bring it to Bezdin to make the mitzvah be after ram mikabecha. So such a oath is true. We're saying now there's no mitzvah kisa, there's no mitzvah shofakan. Yeah.
All right, turn noble. Continue on. Do the next blot on the other side.
This must have now. How many mitzvahs make the best mitzvahs I'm talking about? You lay with the heavenly kind of a person, they say you had a nest in your house. The yaktis, and then you mocked is the bird. So the question is, mechayiv, in such a case, are you chayiv in kisidam altogether, in shlechakan altogether? The apostle says, ki korakan sipo, if you find the nest on the street, that we dash in problem is in, there's no mitzvah on a nest that's in your house. So if the nest was in your house, then you mocked the shit anywhere, you potter. You don't need the mishdal from Mekdoshim. It has to be because the can be Yamastam. You're walking in the street and you saw a nest of birds. The Yakishay, and you're marked as that bird. And now there's no mitzvah kisidam, you want to tell me. So whether that can be either. Or me Kaddish is the Chal Kedusha on the nest. The Pasuk says, Ishki Yakishay's Beisay Kaddish, Omer Rachmona. We're not saying this. Ma Beisay Beshitay, you can only be marked as something that's in your Rishuf, in your possession. Just like your house. Is Af Kol Beshitay, there has to be something that's in your possession. So over here, if this bird is outside on the street, you don't own it yet, like it's a hefkadik bird, you can't go and be makdashit. You first have to pick it up and be kind to make it yours. You can't start making hegdish. Yes, it's true. All the case could be is you walk on the street, you saw a hefkadik bird there, and the yagbinu, that you picked it up first, the yagbinu, the yafrechim, you picked up the bird with it, the whole nest you picked up, and you were kind of it. And then the yagdashinu, then you were makdash the bird, so you heard the hadrinu, and then you put it down again. So Moshe says, in such a case, hiya, feel b'chul namele mechayiv. And so you put it anywhere, you wouldn't be chayiv, even with b'chul naras mechdeshim. So tell it like this, not the less habonim. Let's say you took the kids first, the yechdirin, and then you put it back again. Lokon, the yechdirin mechan. You took up the kids first, and then you put it back to the nest. The Yachakach then later, Chosrei Malay, and then the mother came on top of them. Potem Lashlech, you potem Shlechakan. Since you put the kids there. So that's the case here, you potem anyway. So more so true. That the case must be the Yagbor Liyeh, you picked up the mother first. The Yachtisho. And you are Makdish the mother, that's all. That's not the pshat is you picked up the kids first and you Makdish the kids. That was the Hagmina. That you picked up the kids and you Makdish them. So that's the question of picking up the kid when you put him down again, anywhere you put him. The case is like this, not that you picked up the kids, El the Yagbuna, and you picked up the mother just, and you marked the shit, for Hodra, and then it put, then it came back again, for Hodra Mikora. Samar says, no, in such a case, Mikora Chayav Bishluach, Mikamad Yakdashin. In this case here, you have the mitzvah Shluchakan before you marked the shit. But you have no right to pick up the mother to take the mother. You found the mother, she's on the kids, or on the eggs, so the mitzvah is to send the mother away. So, by you picking it up, right away it's called a mitzvah to send it away. So even though you mark the shit, the mitzvah shouldn't go off. You have the tiny one like this. You have Yerchim by Yosef Weimer. Hegdish Chai, let's say you mark the Shechaya. Yechakach Shochta, and then you Shechta. It's a portal mechata, there's no mitzvah to see them. What's going to be the Shochta, first you Shechta Chaya. Yechakach and Disho, and then you mark the Shechaya. Chai v'chasek, the mitzvah is still here. Why? Shikvan is chai v'kis, the credit share with the hegdish. The mitzvah is chal already. So here also, if when you picked up this mother first, right then it's chal a mitzvah for you to send it away. So you picked it up and keep it in the mitzvah, even the hegdish is chal, but the mitzvah should not go away. There should still be a mitzvah for you to send it away. So that can be the case of the mitzvah. The mitzvah says yipota. Mostly this case must be, Rav Amrav says, the mitzvah perish shaykhai. Case is your mitzvah. The parish circle, you have like a nest, and you mark this to kids, umardu, and then later the kids run away from the house, and then you meet them outside, someplace on top of the birds, that's the case, and it might say you mark this to birds, the kids, so when they belong to you. So the hegdish was chal, and then the birds flew away, and you find, somebody finds it outside on the street, on top of an egg, that's the chiddush of the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah, shlechakam. Or Shmuel Mashmuel says, the mark this kind of galosei, the Bedek HaBayis could be known, you marked this your own time ago to give it to the Bedek HaBayis. That's the case over here. So question is, look at this. This lame is Shmuel, Liyah, Mekorav, that one like Rav. The Kamukul of the Kutchim Berikabayis. He wants to put on the Kutchim Berikabayis. And so where's the game? Rashi learns, he needs to say is that Afilu, the Kamukul Afilu of the Kutchim Berikabayis, which means if he's the Alpha God, but he's done with the Alma Heavy, still put them on the Slayer, and the time I sat in the Tubal Heavy, they give them. I mean, that's Shmuel's Kiddush. Even if it's talking about Berikabayis. Shmuel and Malkus kind of rest a little bit of Kabbalah, and some of the same parents. Then a time ago fell, flew away, and that you find in the street now over eggs. So there's this claim is Shmuel and Makarab, the Kumukul and Makarab, the Kabbalah also. Early Rav, my time ago, why doesn't Rav hint like Shmuel? If I can Rav only says the regular Kutchim, why doesn't he say even by Brother Kabbalah? Or Malach Rav, Rav hint is, Dafka Kapatim Shluak Gain, Perish Shekri. No, it's only in this case. The Kutchim is Bechninu, that you were first Makdish these chickens, these birds, for Korvin. So it's Chal first to produce a gift on it. Then he goes like this, the Chiv on the Kutchim, produce a gift on it, Mertokh Kutchim Sasayim Minayu. And even though it runs away later, and like it runs away from you, the Kutchim doesn't go with it. Avo, but Rav holds. The Makdish, Tanag Lesson of Bechninu Kabayis, it only would have been Makdish adjusted about the Kabayis, that's all. The lab kachim is bech. It's not like you makdish it for korban. It doesn't have the kedushas aguf on it. What does it have? The kedushas don biyam. It doesn't have the kedushas don biyam on it. And so then Rab will hold, even the murder, if they would like run away from you, so taka kedushas ayu. The kedushas will go away, run away from you. It'll go with it. And therefore, since the kedushas will go with it when you don't own it anymore, the chayev is b'shluach, then there'll be a mitzvah, shluach akan. That's the smachlekes. When you mark this something to the Beder Kabayis, it's like you gave it over the only Kedusha's Domin. That's the question, is it just like you own something? If a person owns a chicken, let's say, a bird, then it flies away from you, it's Mardu, you lose control over it, so your ownership goes off, it doesn't belong to you anymore. That's what Rav holds here also. Since you only mark the shit with the Domin, its value of it, when it runs away from you, so it runs away from every source home, the Kedusha goes off. Whereas there's a Shmuel Om, and Shmuel says no. Wherever it is, it's called in the treasure house, like Elder Rachmana of the Eibishter, like. To see the Pasuk says, Hashem Ratzon Meleya. Like you are Makdish it, so now it belongs to Hegdish. So it can't run away from Hegdish. No matter where it is, it still belongs to Hegdish. That's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If a bird of Kedusha's Dom would run away from the Gizbo, would its Kedusha go off or not? Versus the Chaynam of Yechon, also the same Chaynam of Yechonam, the Nazis can address the Baraka Bayis, no Marga. He also holds like Shmuel. That even though it's only Kedusha's Domin, and even though it runs away from you, still the Kedusha doesn't go off it. For this Svar, of course, if you own something privately, when it runs away from you, you have no possession over, no rulership over it, it goes off your ownership. But here by Hegdish, wherever it is, it belongs to Hashem. Omele Rav Shim Ben Lakish, the Chiv in Shemad Lechu Atok Kedusha, so he asks a question like this also, no. Once it runs away from you, you have no rulership over it, the Kudu Kedusha, the ownership goes off it. Or Malay, you have to back know that they gather the Rachmanis, it's like an Hashem treasure house. The Chesed, the Pasuk says, Hashem wants a Malaya. It seems like the Kedusha belongs to Hashem, so wherever it is, it still belongs to him, it can't run away. So is that true? For Rami, I saw you a stira. For Rami, the Yechon, Rabbi Yechonin. And also, for Rami, the Rashim and Lakish, the Rashim and Lakish, have a stira on Rabbi Yechon to Rash Lakish. Yeah, why? Because you have to learn like this. Money is ever better kabayis. Somebody says this money should have Kedusha's better kabayis. The one of the makdashit. The dumb now belongs to Hegdish. The nignabu was stolen from him. Oy nevdu was lost. So if Yechon no ma chai bachyus, and Yechon says you have to bring another one. And you chai bachyus not shiyadu the gizbe until you bring the money to the gizbe. Like you said, money is ever better kabayis. You have a chiyah to give it to the gizbe. For shlok ha-shama no, kolayichad yisra v'ygalta rachman yisra. Like you are makdashit. And wherever it is, it's still called Hegdish. So you don't have to give another one. It belongs to Hegdish wherever it is. So the Pasuk says, Hashem Matzim Malaya. So first of all, Kasha, the Reshlakash, had Reshim Melokish. Before he says, not the Reshlakash, said, not like that. Reshlakash says, the Kedusha will go off the bird. And here he says, no, that the money, wherever it is, still belongs to Hegdish. And Kasha, the Yechon, Rabbi Yechonen. Here the Yechonen says, even though the Abish is all over, you have to give another one to the Gizbo. So it's a stealing of Yechonen. Shmuel says, no, this is like this. To Reshlaka, Shad Reshlaka Fakasha. Ho Mekarmi the Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi. Ho Lebos the Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi. First he said that the Kedusha goes off, that before we learned from Rabbi Yechanan. But once he heard the words of Rabbi Yechanan, he said, Hashem Rosh Malaya, wherever it is, it's still the Gaza, the Rachman Isa, so Reshlaka also agrees now that the Kedusha does not come off the money, and wherever the money is, it's called still by the Gizbar, it's good by your Stubicha. You are Yatsi Yechayv, you will not have to give the money over again. If you say, that's a chayv upon you. So even this one gets lost, you'll have to bring another one, even though it's still Kaddish, but the chayv is upon you to give it to the Gizbar. We just say this should be Kaddish. So this, you made it Kaddish, and wherever it is, it's still Kaddish, even though you're not giving it. Rashi said, "Yomer harei olai leviel." You have to bring it. Geshifrish achakach nigne buviyavdu. So even though it still belongs to the hegdish, but you're not making a neder. Because in other words, harei olai means you have to give it to the gizbar. Neir just said harei zu. It's okay. So when said the soul mechlad shum malakish shalpagad yomer olai, even though he says harei olai to me to give it, loy mechayi, you're not going to have a chiyah to give it to the gizbar. How could that be? And he said harei olai. And you lost it, so how could you say your potter? For a tiny one like this, a zayin neder, what's called a neder? The zayin neder, what's called a neder? Neder is a ren, hoim, a ren, a lie. You say it upon you, oila. So no matter what happens, you have to bring the oila. Even though it gets lost or gets stolen, you have to bring another one. Nidova, just a present, is hoim, a harezu oila. You say harezu oila, that's called you want to give this for a present. Now it's so clearly, oma be neder, what's the difference between a neder and a nidova? Neder, Mason, Ignever, to die, so it gets stolen, I shall get lost, Chai Bachus, you have to bring another one. And you said, Arei Olai, it's a chayv upon you, you have to make sure they get it. Nedove, we just said, Arei Zu, this is a present like, so then Mason, if it dies, the animal, Ignever, gets stolen, I'll get lost, and Chai Bachus, you don't have the chayv to bring another one. All you said is, this should be. And it was, I got lost, you don't have the chayv to give another one. So what's the speed on Rosh Lakish? How could he say, even though you said Harei Olai, you don't have to give more money? If you said Harei Olai mana, you should have to give this money to the Gizbar. So Rosh Lakish is like this. Amalach Rosh Lakish. Hani mili kachem esbeich. When do I say Harei Olai means you want to give it to the Gizbar, you have to give it, that's your neder? That's by kachem esbeich. To mechusar hakrova, it's missing the whole avoid of kabonis. So you say Harei Olai means it's upon you to bring it to the kohen to have the avoid done. Rashi said, "The chiyomer olai hokikama olai mahavi lazora. It's upon me to bring it into the base of Middash. Arvo kotcha betegabayis. But when you mark this something like this mona, should be for the betegabayis. The lav mechus akrova. There's no akrova. There's no din that has to go into the azora." Rashi says, "Arvo betegabayis gomer abakashosi. You mark that alone. I vimi shund leviu the gizbar hakogus bar main lashem lashem oritz." Yeah. So here, Rosh Lakish holds, Afagav Yomer Olai, even though you said upon yourself a lie, Lo Nechayiv, Yav Nechayiv, to bring it to the Gizbar. When you said away a lie, that alone makes it into Kushas Bedek Abayis, and you Yotzi Yaneda. I, that's not, we learn, to Oymer, somebody says, Ashor Zayla, this Shor should be Leila. Whereas the Bayis are Korban, this Bayis should be Korban. It says, Mesa Ashor, the Shor dies, or Nofla Bayis, the house falls down, but somebody says, Shor ze olai oila, bay ze olai korbin, mesa shov nefla bay chayav l'shalim. You see, you are chayav l'shalim, even though you said bay ze should be olai hegdish chura, so you see, you have to bring it. But honey, mili heichad de mesa shov nefla bay chayav l'shalim. So the snare is not in the world at all. Have leichad y snare over here where this money is here, just you lost it. That once you amakish the money is here in the world. You lost it. It's in the world, though. To say the Bosses of Hashem or Samalaya. If you say, Harei Olai, you amakish this house, and the house caves in, the house is not here anymore. So you have to pay the money for it. But if you said the money is here, even though you lost it, it's still here. Omer HaKamil, you know something like this. I call when everybody agrees, B'erchen, by Hichot Erchen, I forgot, even the guy says, Harei Olai, Lein Nechai, you have Nechir to bring the money. My time, there's no other way to say without saying the word a lie. You have to say, Erchi Olai. So not that you need to say you mechayiv yourself to give it no matter what. It could be yonim l'loshen matana. But since you have to say the word alai, so by erchin, erchin means the Torah says how much you're worth. And that you want to be mechayiv yourself to give that value to the Hegdish. So you could do it one of two ways, either to give it for a present, or to give a chiv upon you. So even though you said the word alai, we do not say you mean bedavka to give make a chayiv upon yourself. Maybe it's just a present, but there's no other way of saying it. Because how else should you say it? Leimi erki, stam erki, aman, who you be mechayiv upon yourself? You have to say it upon yourself. Leimi, let's say erich pleni, also aman, but who was mechayiv to pay? See, the only way to say it is erki alai. So when you say erki alai, that's the only way you mean it. But we don't know how you mean it. Do you mean to say betosh nechiv, or you mean lashon matana? So even though you said erki alai erki, if not dafka chiv, it could be only matana. Maskeb l'rovo, leimi, no, let him say this, hareini bi erki. I'm in the pash of erki, hareini bi erich pleni. So if when he says harei alai, he meant to be mechayiv himself no matter what. So it's a kasha, maybe erchin also, once you say harei alai, it means no matter what. For here goes the time of this, Reb Nosson Eimer. The Eitanya, Rashi says clearly, dechayim b'achrisim, that yes, you have a chiyav achrayis, even by erchin. The Eitanya, Reb Nosson Eimer, the Pesach says, the Nosson es ekecho b'yem hu kodesh l'ashem. Now, Tamil, what does the Pesach say? The Vishim etzin was we found back deishois umaisrois, Shemitzchaulin al moyis shebachulin. Again, Shlofish Shemitzinu, as we find, Begdeshus and Maisris. In the case where you might be have Hegdish, or you have Maisris, Masisheni, Shemitzchaulin al moyis shebachulin, Allah Khuj Yakubi, Mitzchaulin, it could be paid to them, our money, Yakubim, the Gdushas of Hegdish goes on the money, or the Gdushas of Maisisheni goes on the money. Now, what's going to be the Loch and Nigna, but let's say that money was stolen from you, or Yishevdu was lost from you. The loch is ein chayav machrisan. He not chayav machlais. The money you were mafresh. He not chayav right now. The payers were not lechulin. You're allowed to use the payers. And the money that got lost, you potter. He not chayav machrisan. And so we say, Yochai would have thought to say, Abzekei, maybe something applies to you all.